Yo, what's up my fellow humans? Wily Heart here, your daily dose of reality and self-care served straight up, no chaser. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits us all sometimes, even those of you who are crushing it on TikTok with a million followers: loneliness. Yeah, I said it. Even with all the likes and comments, ever feel like you're swimming in a sea of faces but still totally alone? You know that feeling when your phone screen is brighter than your real-life social life? That's what we're breaking down today. Because honestly, Gen Z, we need to talk about this realness. We're glued to our screens, constantly connected yet somehow more disconnected than ever. It's a total paradox, right? But guess what? There are actual ways to feel less like a lost emoji in a vast sea of internet and more like a freaking social butterfly. Here is the truth bomb. Loneliness isn't about how many friends you have or followers you rack up online. It's about feeling seen, heard, and understood. It's about having genuine connections that go deeper than memes and fire emojis. And trust me, those real-life connections are way more fulfilling than any viral trend. So, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, the 5 things you need to do to banish that lonely feeling and level up your social game. 1. Ditch the doomscrolling. I know, scrolling through endless feeds of perfectly curated lives can feel like a necessity. But seriously, it's messing with your head. Comparing yourself to others is a recipe for disaster and will leave you feeling more alone than ever. Instead, spend that time connecting with people in real life. Think about it. Would you rather have 100 likes on a selfie or a deep conversation with a friend? Exactly. Do. Get out there IRL. This might seem obvious, but sometimes the simplest solution is the best. Put down your phone, step outside, and engage with the world around you. Join a club, take a class, volunteer, find something that genuinely interests you and gives you the chance to meet like-minded people. You'll be surprised how much easier it is to connect when you're sharing a common interest. 3. Practice active listening. Being present in conversations is key. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and actually listen to what people are saying. Ask questions, show genuine interest, and remember details about their lives. You know that old saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's so true. 4. Embrace vulnerability. Sharing your thoughts and feelings can be scary, but it's also what creates real connections. Don't be afraid to let people see the real you, your joys, your struggles, your imperfections. Remember, vulnerability breeds authenticity and fosters deeper relationships. Think of it like this. When you show up as your true self, you attract people who appreciate you for who you are, not some curated version of yourself. 5. Be kind to yourself. Loneliness can be tough, but remember that you're not alone. It happens to the best of us. Be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and know that it takes time to build genuine connections. Celebrate small victories, like a meaningful conversation or a new friend. You got this. Okay, picture this. You're at a party, feeling totally awkward and out of place, scrolling through your phone because you don't know anyone. You see someone across the room who looks equally lost. What do? You could keep staring at your screen or take a chance and introduce yourself. Done. That's how you turn that potential loneliness into an awesome connection. So here's the mic drop takeaway. Loneliness doesn't have to be your default setting. By ditching the doomscrolling, getting out there IRL, practicing active listening, embracing vulnerability, and being kind to yourself, you can start building genuine connections that will make you feel less like a lone wolf and more like a social superstar. Don't just exist online, actually live your life. Hit me up on Insta or TikTok and tell me your favorite self-care tip for beating the loneliness blues. Share this episode with your squad, let's spread some good vibes and help each other feel less alone in this crazy world. And don't forget to follow, rate, and review Self-Care RX because you know we're giving you the real deal here. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.